the public health impacts of fracking have long been a concern for community members living near shale drilling operations, for activists, and for doctors. Over the last 4 years, the Concerned Health Professionals of New York and Physicians for Social Responsibility have compiled a list of studies and reports which outline what they call the risks and harms of fracking to public health. It's a compendium of articles from peer-reviewed medical or scientific journals, investigative reports by journalists, and reports from or commissioned by government agencies. It's over 250 pages online, organized along themes like air pollution, earthquakes, and climate change. I talked with pediatrician Larissa Durska, one of its authors, about the latest edition of the Compendium of Scientific, Medical, and Media Findings Demonstrating Risks and Harms of Fracking, which came out this month.
This is the fifth edition since July 2014. What's notable that's new? How has it changed?
We have now almost 1,300 references that we have compiled. Our first one was about 5 years ago, and there were very, very few. It was a small pamphlet at that point. We also have groupings of issues that we have started expanding, and that includes now infrastructure such as pipelines and compressor stations, because we found that those are also contributing significantly to health impacts.
Are there studies or reports, especially newer studies or reports, that particularly concern you?
I'm a retired pediatrician, so I've always reflected on what could impact children in particular because they're such a vulnerable population. With a group of colleagues from the Center for Environmental Health and also some from Concerned Health Professionals of New York, I've been a co-author on a couple of peer-reviewed papers that includes respiratory effects and another one more recently published in October of 2017 on the neurological impacts on children of several components that are emitted during fracking operations, particulate matter, ozone, benzene. And they are significant, they're real, and we feel that not enough attention has been paid to the health issue from the very beginning.
In the compendium, there is sort of a list of takeaways, and one of them is that fracking is a threat to public health and that no regulations can make it safe. You really don't think that more or different regulations would make fracking safer for the public? How did you come to that conclusion?
I agree wholeheartedly with that conclusion. We have seen in other places where there have been regulations implemented, and they have not protected health. So, for example, even in Pennsylvania, there are some regulations in place. But either you have a political environment where you can't impose or then enforce. It's very difficult to enforce, by the way, too. Now, of course, we live in New York State, but we've traveled. Pennsylvania is just across the river from me, and I have spent time in Pennsylvania and in West Virginia, and I've talked to people, and I know they're getting sick. And one of the problems is that we don't know all of the problems that can occur still. We know enough to know that there are dangers and that there are risks to public health. As if you read the compendium on the risks to infants, the number of children and babies who were born to mothers close to gas wells have more low birth weight problems and the complications thereof. There are regulations in place where you can't put a well, you know, closer than a few hundred feet from a school or from a home, but obviously, these are not working. We need more research to find out what the exact risk is and how close that risk is, but we don't know all of that. And so we feel that it's best to follow the precautionary principle, which says don't do the harm if you are alerted to the dangers and you don't know what the outcome is going to be for a large part of the population. You can't risk, especially with our children. You can't take those risks. A moratorium is a logical sort of middle-of-the-road way to start by while you're addressing any regulations that you might be thinking of, put a moratorium on because you're concerned enough based on the information that's available, such as in our compendium.
How has the compendium been used by activists, policymakers, even researchers in the past, and how do you hope this information in the new edition will be used?
So, for example, Florida was considering some regulations and possibly some legislation that would be protective. And obviously, water is a big issue for Florida. And so we put out that one section of the compendium early. And so that was available to Florida. And then we also used that section. I used it in my testimony to the Delaware River Basin Commission, which is considering a ban on fracking on its lands. People who live near these sites, this is very readable. For each reference, we present a summary that we wrote. That's about one paragraph long. And so that's very, very accessible to the general public. So we have heard that people in the general population are using this to inform themselves.
Do you feel a sense of urgency with this work?
Yes, and especially in this environment.
You mean this political environment?
Yes. And it's, you know, we're fortunate to live in New York State, but, you know, our neighbor is Pennsylvania. And we wish that we could inform that government more and better. We wish that the industry didn't have such a free hand in Pennsylvania. I mean, whatever happens in Pennsylvania comes across to New York as well. And yes, the urgency of climate change, I mean, we all have families and children and or grandchildren, and we're very concerned about the future for them. And we do have a short time frame to turn this around. So that urgency is there, the urgency that our friends or colleagues or people that we've heard about or have had occasion to speak with in Pennsylvania or West Virginia are getting sick. There are people who are no longer with us who were activists and had complained about health issues that they had or their animals had, and they're gone. So yeah, there's an urgency to record it and to make people aware.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Kara.
Dr. Larissa Derska is a pediatrician and founder of Concerned Health Professionals of New York. And she talked with me from her home about their compendium for scientific, medical, and media findings demonstrating risks and harms of fracking. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. This is The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.